We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we'll get to the Syndio Twitter question, courtesy of Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita, here in just a moment. Let's clear the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline at 869-1240. Pastor Mike taking time out of his day to weigh in. What's up, Pastor Mike?
How are you guys doing? All right?
Good.
Well, Dave, notwithstanding, I thought this was Mike Monday, so I just wanted to call in and do my part as a previous callers were Mike, so I tiled in from there, but... You know, I think that I don't know about you guys, but I enjoyed watching this Warriors team more than the one with Durant. Obviously, Durant's a great player, but he's an ISO player, in my opinion, kind of like James Harden. And I think there were times where the Warriors just passed KD the ball and let him do his magic as the best player in basketball. And so watching them play as a team, and one of my favorite plays are great assists. Draymond Green has had some assists that were unbelievable. To me, it's kind of like when the right fielder throws out somebody at third base. You watch that. To me, that's the most exciting play in basketball, things like that he's done. My wife doesn't like pro basketball. I say, watch these Warriors. You will like them because they play team basketball. And I've become more of a Draymond Green fan, again, with Kevin Durant out, because he would just take the ball, put his head down, and drive all the way down court. He seemed to beat everybody and make plays happen in those third quarters. And so I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I think that that's interesting, Jacob, because we've talked a lot about the repetitiveness of the Warriors, but they're still compelling enough that you don't – I don't think you grow tired of their success. I mean, here we are looking at 4 of 5, and you stated it correctly. They are the clear odds-on favorite to win this thing, and yet they're still a fairly compelling group that are kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, their style has always made them fun to watch. Mm-hmm. My issue is they just don't offer a lot of hope for anybody else. I do think the style feels different without Durant, and that may be more enjoyable. Durant is an ISO player, but Durant is more efficient than Harden. Like Durant doesn't ever seem like he's just chucking up stuff. Like
he never seems to shoot a high percentage. Yeah. Yeah, he's not the black hole. He doesn't suck life out of the rest of the team. That sometimes, and I don't think James Harden is guilty of it very much. Russell Westbrook is.
Totally. And players that we, you know, Kobe Bryant was, Allen Iverson was. It's just a different style. I think Durant's more efficient than that, and I think Harden is as gifted a scorer as we've had maybe ever. Mm-hmm. But Durant's improved his defense. Durant, he's a great individual player. Golden State, and I think there's some truth to that. When he's not there, Golden State as their team basketball goes, when they're hitting shots, is maybe more fun, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it also could be that the other team is more competitive without Durant on the floor, too.
Yeah.
So the game itself is just a little bit more fun to watch.
Point well made. All right, let's get to the Syndio Twitter question in the short time that we have left here in hour number one. It's brought to you by Syndio HRO. Shane rolls it out today, even from afar. He's not going to let this franchise go, and why would he? You have a chance to go to kfhradio.com and retweet. Feel free to vote. 197 of you already have. Here's the question. Which baseball player wore number 5 the best? Plain and simple. And that the way that the question is asked leaves some level of interpretation. It's not necessarily saying who was the best player that wore number 5, who was the player that wore number 5 the best. Here are your 4 choices: George Brett, Joe DiMaggio, Johnny Bench, Albert Pujols. Boy, you talk about some pretty heady company. Holy Christmas. Mm-hmm. Huh? Wow.
Yeah, Hall of Famers, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm. I mean, the answer for people around here is going to be George Brett, surely.
Right. And 49% of those voting agree. Thankfully, and I say this realizing that we probably have a little bit older and slightly more mature demographic, Joe DiMaggio is getting 37% of the vote, which makes me happy because Joe DiMaggio probably, if you're not picking Joe DiMaggio, then you're, then I'm saying, you know, come on.
I mean, look, here's the deal. They're all fine answers for different reasons. Brett, yes. You would expect because of the geography of it, right? Bench, if you're factoring in the position he played. DiMaggio, if you're of a certain generation. But for me, Pujols was as dominant for as long as any player I've ever seen play. I mean, the stretch that he had, you know, prior to the Angels. But we're talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer. We're talking about the best hitter for a generation. We're talking about as good a power hitter and all of these things. So this is a rare one where I think they're all totally acceptable answers. Pujols had a bigger, I mean, I caught some of Brett, but Pujols had a bigger impact on me as a fan watching the game because I watched him more than the other players. And I do think that sometimes he gets overlooked in generationally how good he was really, because he's not now, but
right.
Still giving
undeniable.
It a go.
Undeniable. His numbers are absolutely undeniable. And I would agree with you. I think you could go any direction on this one and feel pretty good about any vote that you put in there. Now, I will say this about Joe DiMaggio. He also was married to Marilyn Monroe. I mean, that probably knocks him up a few rungs. Now, and this is a Red Sox fan talking about a Yankee. But, you know, you're married to Marilyn Monroe, for God's sakes. That's pretty good stuff.
You can't knock it, the celebrity of it.
It's pretty cool.
It's not a bad choice. You could do worse.
Yeah, you think? So, I mean, and that's not to diminish the better halves of others.
The significant.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, Marilyn Monroe. I mean, so I think that's all you need to know. Anyway,
I mean, the celebrity of it doesn't get any higher.
No, it certainly doesn't. You still have 10 hours to vote, so feel free to do it. George Brett, Joe DiMaggio, Johnny Bench, Albert Pujols. Brett, as you would expect, 49% of the vote. Joe DiMaggio with 37. Johnny Bench with 8% of the vote, and Albert Pujols with 6. George Brett, of course, right up the road in Kansas City, married a gal from Wichita. Pujols played in the Kansas Jayhawk League with Hayes. Johnny Bench comes in and out of Wichita all the time with the National Catcher of the Year Award. Wow. That's 3 pretty solid connections.
That's a cool list.
It is a cool list. It's a really good, because there's no wrong answer on that list.
I agree, and I don't like that typically. Like, I don't like the, everything. No, but this is one where you've got different types of players, different styles, different eras, different generations. Like, it's a pretty, you would have a hard time finding a better number. If you were going to make that list with another number, which I can't do that off the top of my head because I've never been a uniform number person. That's as good a list and an all-encompassing a list as you could imagine, or at least for me it is, like, just to cover so much ground.
Right. Well, I'm trying to think of other great number fives. Paul Hornung, that's a pretty damn good number five right there. I'm trying to think of other fives, but I think Hank Greenberg was number five. Dennis Potvin was number five. So I think Jason Kidd was number five, too. So there have been some pretty good number fives, but those 4 right there, wow, pretty solid, and all from the game of baseball. Your Cindy O Twitter question of the day. Stay with us as we continue. We turn the page. Let's get to a little baseball. Royals beat the Angels 5-1. Why, Jacob, with five players batting better than 280, is this team on a pace to lose 107 games? We discuss in a moment.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.